today's contestants. A translator from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Natalie Hagelupas. A student from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Vinny Baiju. And our returning champion, a nuclear engineer and improv comedian from Cincinnati, Ohio, Gorby Shah, whose one day cash winnings totaled $25,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everyone. Oral exams are about to begin for these three, Natalie, Vinny, and Gorby. And for you at home, if you're playing along also. So good luck to all of you. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round, shall we? And today we feature these six categories, starting off with country, drop a letter. Ooh, sounds weird. The Iliad, that's better. Cousin effect. The rest of the saying. Nobel Prize. Good variety. Gorby, start.
Country for 600, please.
Drop the fourth letter from an Iberian country, and you get this general term for a distance. Gorby.
What is span?
Span from Spain, yes.
Country 800, please.
Subtract a letter from a four-letter African country, and you get this man who behaves badly, especially to women. Natalie.
Who is a cad?
Cad from Chad, yes.
Iliad 200.
Thought to contain material transmitted orally over centuries, the Iliad is attributed to this poet. Garvey?
Who is Homer?
Right.
Country 400?
A Nordic country loses its first letter and becomes this area away from the coast. You take the F off of Finland and you go inland. Garvey, go.
Country for 1,000, please.
When a Mediterranean isle loses its last letter, it becomes this soda fountain drink. We're talking about Malta. Lose the last A and you have a malt. Gorby?
Okay, rest of the saying, 400.
Important people, movers and these. Natalie.
We're shakers.
Good.
Rest of the saying, too.
Very alert, bright-eyed and this. Vinny?
What is bushy-tailed?
You're on the board now.
Iliad 400.
In book 3, Menelaus fights Paris, who ran off with this wife. Natalie?
With Helen.
Yep.
Iliad 600.
There's quite a bit of graphic violence as when Patroclus kills a Trojan with this long weapon, then hauls him up on it like a fish. Vinny?
What is a spear?
Yeah.
The Iliad 800.
The main character and the greatest Greek warrior. He leads the Myrmidons against the Trojans. Natalie.
It was Achilles.
Yes.
Rest of the saying, 600.
Completely settled. Cut and this. Natalie.
What is dried?
Yeah.
Rest of the saying, 800.
With little hope of success, on a wing and this. Natalie.
What is a prayer?
Right.
Rest of the saying, 1,000.
All dressed up and this problem. Natalie.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Let's do Nobel 200.
Let me give you a hand with a practical joke using a joy this. Natalie.
What is a buzzer?
Yeah.
Nobel 400.
The Motorola LS350 is this type of device, also called a pager. Natalie.
What is a pocket bell?
No. Vinny.
What is a beeper?
Beeper, that's the word we were looking for. And that takes us to our first commercial break. Natalie, off to a very good start. Stay with us, folks. Natalie Hagelupas is from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Every once in a while, I get a bit of information on these cards that takes me back a step. You're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, a young lady who was once a sumo wrestler. True?
Not only wrestler, but champion, runner-up.
What?
In the Akita International Sumo Basho, which we had for charity every year, probably the only place where a 135-pounder can be a sumo champion.
Can men participate and fight with women?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, not only in the exhibition.
Oh.
Otherwise, it was...
Darn. All right, Vinny Baiju is from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Now, you threw a party that scared the living daylights out of a lot of people once.
Yeah, well, I have a couple friends who are very enthusiastic about throwing parties. They call our room the Pine. They brand it. We had a big party, and people started dancing, and the floor started bowing. And the people underneath us told us that plaster was falling from the ceiling.
Okay, good for you. Gorby Shaw is from Ohio.
Yes.
This lady is a beer expert. She loves sampling beers. How many have you sampled?
More than 1,000 so far.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not a beer drinker, but one thing I've discovered traveling around the world, it doesn't matter in which country you find yourself, if you order beer, you're guaranteed to get a safe drink.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes,
no germs.
Definitely.
All right, let's get back into this. Vinny has command of the board right now.
The Iliad, 1,000.
This Trojan warrior is saved by Aphrodite. Or there might never have been that epic by Virgil. Gorby.
Who's Aeneid?
No, sorry. Vinny or Natalie? The Aeneid was the work by Virgil. Aeneas is the name we were looking for. Vinny, back to you, sir.
Nobel, 800.
Answer, Bailey Double. All right. You can move up. You can't catch Natalie right now.
Yeah, bet it all.
Okay, for 2,400 total. In Greek myth, sailors resisted the calls of these sea nymphs by putting wax in their ears.
What are sirens?
Sirens, yes, indeed. Pick again.
Country, drop a letter for 200.
When a big Asian country loses its last vowel, it becomes this body part. Gorby?
What is chin?
Chin for China, yes.
Nobel, 600.
Types of this attention getter are slide, train, and wolf. But it's probably best not to employ the wolf one anymore. Natalie.
What is whistle?
Yeah.
Nobel 1000.
Chicago Blackhawks owner Bill Wirtz liked the sound of this on his yacht and used it when his team scored. The custom spread. Gorby.
What's a foghorn?
Yeah, we'll accept that. It was a horn.
Okay. Cousin for 200.
In 2011, this weatherman told Today Show viewers he and Lenny Kravitz are cousins. Natalie.
Who's Al Roker?
Yeah.
Cousin 400.
Jenny McCarthy's first cousin is this scene-stealing co-star of Bridesmaids. Vinny.
Who is Wig?
No. Gorby.
Who is Melissa McCarthy?
Correct.
Cousin 600.
In 2011, Gwyneth Paltrow said she'd never met this cousin and Arizona congresswoman, but her prayers were with her. Vinny.
Who is Giffords?
Yes.
Prize 200.
MidwestLiving.com posted a mouth-watering slideshow of 12 foods that won this prize at state fairs. Butterscotch pie. Natalie.
Was a blue ribbon.
Correct.
Prize for 400.
For 300 years, the French government gave young artists the prize of a stay in this city. One winner's work is seen here. Gorby?
What is Rome?
That's the city, less than a minute now.
Prize 600.
Tata Steel of India was a 2008 winner of the Deming Prize in the field of TQM, Total This Management. Gorby?
What is quality?
Right.
Prize 800.
The Abel Prize in this field is named for Niels Abel, famed for his work on the quintic function. Natalie?
What is physics?
Nope. Gorby?
What is math?
Yes.
Prize 1,000.
Seen at the ceremony of the Breakthrough Prize for Scientific Discoveries are co-sponsors Mark Zuckerberg and this physician wife. Natalie.
Miss Chan.
Yes, Priscilla Chan.
Cousin for 1,000.
The man with the golden gun, Christopher Lee, can thank this cousin for creating James Bond. Gorby.
Who is Fleming?
Ian Fleming, right. And with that, you move up to 4,200. You're in second place. Vinny is the one going first in Double Jeopardy, though, right after this. I love it when the week gets off to a good start, and that's what we have going today. Vinny, you're in third place, but you've got 2,600. You're going to add to that with these categories, I'm sure, in Double Jeopardy. Wintry reading, Meet Your Waterloo. Before and after at the movies. Uh-oh. Saturn. Presidential homes. And finally, a unique synonym. Each correct response will be a synonym for the word unique. Where do we start?
Wintry reading 400.
In a kid's book, on a snowy day, Nikki loses this item of clothing, just like the three little kittens. Vinny.
What are mittens?
Yep.
Wintry reading 1600.
Set in Iceland, the sixth novel in the Detective Erlander series is titled not Frostbite, but This Condition. Garvey.
What is hypothermia?
Yes.
Okay. Saturn for 400.
Made up primarily of dust and ice, these of the planet Saturn are divided into seven groups, A through G. Garvey.
What are the rings?
Yes.
800 Saturn.
In an epic poem by Keats, Saturn turns for help in regaining his throne to this rather hyper other titan. Natalie.
Who's Hyperion?
Yes.
Wintry reading 1200.
The 2019 book The Enchanted Forest is a tie-in with this long-awaited animated sequel. Natalie?
What is Frozen 2?
Yes.
Wintry reading 2000.
It's 1954. And tensions are high on an island with a lot of Japanese Americans in David Guterson's novel, Snow Falling on These. Natalie.
What are cedars?
You got it.
Finish the category 800.
Dostoevsky's autobiographical novel, The House of the Dead, has been published with the subtitle, Or Prison Life Here. Brrr. Vinny.
What is Siberia?
Yes.
Saturn 1600.
Saturn has more than 60 moons, including this second largest, named for Zeus's mother. Natalie.
What is Rhea?
Rhea, yes.
Saturn 2000.
Saturn was the Roman equivalent of this Greek father god. Natalie.
It was Cronus.
Yes.
Saturn 1200.
In 1610, this man was the first to observe Saturn through a telescope. Garvey.
Who is Galileo?
Right.
A unique synonym for 1200.
Without a member of the House of Lords. Vinny?
What is common?
No. What is peerless? Peerless. Garvey?
Unique 800.
Lacking small fire lighting sticks. Vinny?
What is matchless?
Yeah.
Unique 1600.
Confinement in a separate prison cell by oneself. Garvey?
What is solitary?
Good.
Unique 2000.
Unhitched. Garvey.
What is single?
Yeah.
Okay, 400 unique.
It's between the toes and the heel. What is soul? S-O-L-E. Back to you, Garvey.
Before and after, 400.
Cameron Diaz sings and dances as the magical British nanny of Ben Stiller's Desire. Vinny.
What is There's Something About Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Presidential Homes, 400.
Here's Sarah.
A national park in Massachusetts preserves the adjacent birthplaces of these two presidents. The first, born in 1735 in that cottage, and the second, born in 1767 in the other.
Vinny?
Who are John Adams and John Quincy Adams?
Got them both.
Presidential Homes, 1600.
He wrote part of 1809's History of New York while staying in what would later be Martin Van Buren's home, Lindenwald. And the author is Washington Irving. Vinny, back to you.
Presidential Homes, 1200.
His hat hangs from an elk antler at Sagamore Hill, his Oyster Bay, New York home. Natalie.
It's Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep.
Before and after at the movies, 800.
Answer. You're still in the lead.
3,000, please.
How much?
3,000.
Three, all right. A holiday classic where an angel gets his wings and Roberto Benigni gets an Oscar.
What is It's a Wonderful Life?
Sorry, you didn't complete it. It's a Wonderful Life is Beautiful. Life is Beautiful was the Roberto Benigni film. All right, you drop a bit.
Against my better judgment, movie is 1200.
Edward Norton tries to convince his brother, Edward Furlong, not to hate or join up with mutants like Wolverine. Natalie?
What is American History, X-Men?
Yes.
Movie 1600.
Struggling in Hollywood, Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling time travel with paleontologist Will Ferrell and befriend a primate named Chaka. Vinny?
What is La La Land of the Lost?
Correct.
Meet Your Waterloo 400.
When the Republic of Texas decided to move the government there in 1839, Waterloo, Texas got this new name. Vinny.
What is Austin?
Yes.
Waterloo 1200.
In the 1890s, a fossil one of these mammoth relatives was unearthed near Waterloo in DeKalb County, Indiana. Natalie.
It was a mastodon.
Right.
Movies 2000.
George Clooney and Will Smith team up and hunt Nazi art thieves and alien bugs. What is the monument's Men in Black? Less than a minute now, Natalie.
Waterloo 800.
For work on lasers, Donna Strickland of Ontario's University of Waterloo became the first woman Nobel laureate for this in 55 years. Gorvy.
What is physics?
Yeah.
Presidential Homes 800.
From 1955 until Jerry became president, the Ford family lived in a four-bedroom colonial in Alexandria, in this state. Natalie.
What is Virginia?
Good.
Presidential 2000.
Answer there. Weather Daily Double. And you're about where you were a little while ago.
2000, please.
All right. Dead just 3 months after retiring, James K. Polk was buried at Polk Place in this state capital.
Hurry. What is Madison?
No, what is Nashville? Nashville. All right, you're at 12,800. That's a $1,000 lead right now. All three of you in good shape for Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category. Sports terms. All right, sounds exciting. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Category for final sports terms. This is the clue. A member of the British Amateur Athletic Club wrote this 1867 set of 12 regulations whose name honors nobleman John Sholto Douglas. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Douglas was better known by his title, of course. We come to the middle. Vinny, we come to you first. Did we manage to stump you? Oh, it looks like we did. Yep. Can't figure
out. Go for rugby.
Well, it's wrong sport. It'll cost you $28.01. Interesting. That drops you down to $33.99, and it takes us to Gorvy. She had $11,800. Her response was, what are...
Doug rules.
What are the Doug rules for... Yeah, John Douglas. Yeah, okay. That's going to cost you.
Yeah.
$98.01, that drops you down to $19.99. Over to Natalie now. She had $12,800. And her response, what are Douglas? No, John Sholto Douglas was better known as the Marquess of Queensbury. The sport, in this case, is boxing. The 12 rules of Queensbury. It's going to cost you how much? $12,000. Hey, guess what, Vinny? You're the new Jeopardy champion. Look at that. With a big total of $33.99. And you get to add to that tomorrow. We'll see you then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
Ella has a full life, but there's one thing she doesn't have: time for this. So she came here and found everything she needed in one place. And it all worked out. TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond,